Blog Talk Radio.
God bless each and every one of you today. We welcome you to East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Today, I'm with you. My name is Pastor Helen Price. I'm here with my mom, Pastor Mom, and with my sisters, my sister, Sister Mary, and with my daughters today. We're here standing in for Apostle Kizzy. Glory to God. She had a special assignment this weekend, and she's in another state right now, and we thank God for her. I thank God for her and for each one of you all that are coming in on the line today. We welcome you to East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and we're saying, Lord, have your way today, Lord God. Now, Mom, Pastor Mom, how are you this morning?
If things just were wrong. Thank you.
Just doing fine, huh?
I'm right.
Hallelujah. You've been excited about today, haven't you?
Yes.
You've been wanting to have service since early this morning. Hallelujah. So let's me and you pray together, Mom, and you're going to lead us in the Lord's Prayer.
Yes.
And you begin it out. Our Father.
Our Father, who is out in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom
come.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and power, the glory forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, you did a great job, Mama. She really praised that prayer, didn't she, this morning? We're so excited, Mom. Hallelujah. We clapping over here. Glory to God. Mama, you did a great, great job. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for Mom. And now we're going to ask Amber, will she please come and open us up also in a word of prayer. We're joining East St. Louis Christian Center. We're joining with Memphis Covenant Faith Church this morning. Again, we thank God so much for Apostle Kizzy and all that God does in and through her at East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Would you please, Amber, open us up?
Hello and good morning to everyone. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask your blessings over this service today. Father God, we invite you into the service and ask that you will have your way. Ask that you will strengthen everyone as they listen today. Ask that you will draw ones from the east to west, from north and the south to hear the word that you bring forth today. Ask that you will speak through Pastor and Captain tonight so that her words will touch hearts, Lord God. I give you all the glory and the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Amber. And we just praise God. We give him glory and praise. And now we're going to ask if Mary, the sister Mary, would she come? And she's going to read for us the Psalms, the opening scripture, Psalm 100 and Psalm 34.
Good morning. Praise God. Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is good. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then Psalm 34 and Psalm 34. Glory to God. And while she's loading up Psalm 34, we want to thank God for Minister Joy Price. She's our engineer today. And we appreciate you, Joy. Now, here's Mary one more time. Glory to God.
Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamp around about them that fear him and deliver him. Oh, taste and see the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you so much, Mary. Thank you. I thank God for all of the help. Mom opening up in prayer. Amber opening up. For Mary doing the scripture. And then I thank God for Joy being our engineer today. But more than anything else, we thank God for Jesus being in our midst. For we gather together in the name of Jesus. And Lord Jesus, you said if just two of us would gather together, there you are in our midst. And we know that when you're here in our midst, you're here to meet us at the point of our need. We worship God today. Now we go to a special part that Apostle loves, which is our declaration. I'm going to ask for my sister Mary to help me one more time with the declaration. I'm going to ask her if she will get for me Psalm 18, and I believe it's verse 29. Psalms 18 and verse 29, and when we get there, we're going to decree and declare that. She's going to do the declaration for that. Right now, in the Word of God, and this is, we want you to be fully engaged. Some of you might be like me when 8, 11 o'clock and we're at home and, you know, we're on the service, we get a little bit tired. We might, so wake up, wake up, wake up. Glory to God. If you're asleep, we're getting ready to decree and declare the Word. I can, hallelujah, glory to God, the one that you gave me yesterday. That one. And look at 32 also. Look at, go back up to 32. There's two of them right there together. So I want you to do both of those. Lead us in a prayer in our declaration for both of them, okay? In just a moment, just a few seconds. All right. So we're going to do our declaration, and we want to be fully engaged today. I can remember going back to sleep when the apostle was doing the declarations. I'm in Memphis. She's in St. Louis. Of course, she can't see that I'm going back to sleep. And all of a sudden, Jesus appeared before my face. Not once, but twice. He said, when you tell this, you tell them, I appeared before you two times. And he told me, you be fully engaged. Wake up. speak that word, declare that word. And, ooh, it kind of put a fright in me, but in the sense of wanting to be obedient unto the Lord. So wake up. Glory to God. Wake up. Glory to God. And so we're going to do our declarations for just a few moments. In Job 22 and verse 28, it says, you shall decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. Then, and then in the word of God, it said, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. The whole earth was framed by the word of God. And confession is so very important, to decree and declare what God has said about a thing. So we're now going to decree and declare first Psalm 23 and verse 1. I want you to repeat with me, please. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
I shall not want.
Glory to God. We're going to decree and declare Isaiah 54 and verse 17 over our lives. Be fully engaged now. Even now,
no weapon
formed against me shall prosper.
Every tongue
that rises against me
in
judgment shall be shown to be in the wrong.
This is my heritage
as a righteous one
in Jesus Christ.
Now, Mary's going to come. My sister Mary's going to come with two. She's going to come with Psalms 18. And this one is so important. When you get weary, and sometimes some of us, if you got children, if you're on a job, it might be a situation, and you might be getting a little bit weary. These are two scriptures that will help you. She's going to lead us in Psalms 18, verse 32, and Psalms 18, 39. Mary, and we're going to follow you.
It is God.
It is God. Who arms me with strength.
And keeps my way secure. You armed me. With strength for battle.
You humbled my adversaries.
Before me.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Mary. And those, you might think that might not be enough, but I'm telling you, when the word goes forth, God says in Psalms 147 and verse 15, God's word runs swiftly. The word of God says that the Father in Jeremiah 1:12, he watches over his word to bring it to pass. That Jesus in Hebrews 3:1 is the apostle and the high priest of the words of our mouth. The word of God says and that the precious Holy Spirit in Genesis 1:1-3 is just hovering over us and in us in John 14:17 in order to bring and build that word and bring it to pass. And then God's ministering angels in Psalms 103 and verse 20, they said, the word of God says that they listen, they hearken, and they obey the voice of God's word. When you begin to speak out, Psalms 23:1, and that Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. The Holy Spirit, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the multitude of angels are making sure that word comes to pass. When you spoke out Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You're decreeing it. You're declaring it. It's being established. And then for those who've been weary and been tired and you think, can I make it in the midst of this trial? When you read that and declared it with Mary, Psalms 18, verse 32 and verse 39, I tell you, God will give you strength and strength on the inside. So we worship God today. Now, even as we come, it might be an abbreviated service today, but, you know, little as much when God is in it. So we thank God for today. Now, we're going to prepare ourselves to worship the Lord with our tithes and with our free will offering. There are many ways you can do it. You can do it by, usually those of you who are usually here, you know how to be able to do it either by Cash App, some send it by mail, some bring theirs in. Glory to God. And I think even some do it by Zelle or by PayPal. Whichever way that you've done it, when you come, let the Lord use you today. The word of God says, and we always build our faith whenever we give or whatever we do, in Luke 6 and verse 38, God tells us to do one thing. And that one thing God tells us to do is give. And then it takes him 39 words to tell us what he going to do in Luke 6:38. He said, give, and then it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then the scripture that we love so much is Malachi 3:8-12. We've learned that when we worship God with our tithes and free will offerings, certain things are set in motion. Glory to God. He says, will a man rob God? He said, yet you robbed me. He said, wherein have we robbed thee? He said, in tithes and in offerings. He said, you're cursed with the curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. He said, bring me all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me. That's the one time that God said, test me. Prove me now, herewith saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open to you the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And then he gives an extra. He said, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and your fruit shall not yield itself before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. Father God, as we come to worship you this day with our tithes and with our free will offerings, as we come today, Father God, we name our seed. We thank you today, Father God, for making all grace abound towards us, that we, Lord God, having all sufficiency, may abound unto every good work. As it is written, we've dispersed abroad, we have given to the poor, and our righteousness remaineth forever. Now, thank you, Father God, for giving us seed to sow. Thank you for giving us bread to eat and multiplying our seed sown and increasing the fruit of our righteousness, which causes thanksgiving to you, Lord God. In Jesus' name. And, you know, usually I'm in Memphis and I go to Cash App and I Cash App mine. I'm doing mine right now. I'm here now in St. Louis, but right now I'm just sitting in my, and I'm pushing done, and I've just worshiped the Lord with my tithes and with my free will offerings. And now I want you to repeat with me, even this day, we say, Lord, repeat this. Now we're still decreeing and declaring the word over what we do. And remember, the Father is watching over his word to make sure he'll bring it to pass. Jeremiah 1:12. The precious Holy Spirit, Jesus is the apostle and high priest of the words of our mouth in Hebrews 3:1. The precious Holy Spirit is the one who's hovering over us and in us to build and construct that word in Genesis 1:1-3 and John 14:17. And then the ministering angels of God, they're listening and they're hearkening and obeying the voice of God's word in Jesus' name. So let's decree and declare over our giving today. We say, Lord, we thank you. Repeat with me. Lord, we thank you as we worship you, with our tithes and our free will offering. We name our seed. We thank you now for making all grace. Every earthly blessing, favor, and special ability abound towards us, that we having all sufficiency may abound to every good work. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You all just really are being fully engaged today. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What a great blessing. Now we're going to have a song, and we're going to come now as a song. And then after the song is played, I'm going to introduce our speaker for this evening. For this afternoon, for service today, Pastor Catherine Coleman. I'll introduce us. Joy is getting ready to chew up our song today. Glory to God. So, and then afterwards, you'll hear our voice to come back to introduce Pastor Catherine. Joy, our engineer, would you play our song?
I want to take you back to the old time way, the way we used to have church, that good old time religion. God gave me this verse in my private time with him. He gave me the verse and I want to give it back to him. It goes like this. I've got so much to thank God for. I've got so much to thank God for. I'm back up on my throne each and every day. I've got so much to thank God for. Oh. in my soul.
Our ears are open. We're listening and saying, Lord, have your way.
If you can't pray for Pastor Catherine as she comes, and you know what? Let me say this as I get ready to turn it over to Pastor Catherine. Ephesians 3 and verse 20 says, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly over and above whatever we ask or think. So have you asked God to bless you today? I'm asking God to speak a special word to my heart, to your heart, to our heart. A word that we can go forward in what he's called us to do. Because in regular math, it says 0 times 0 equals 0. Nothing times nothing equals nothing. And in the spirit realm, if we don't ask God for anything, we won't get anything. But if we ask him, he said, I'm able to do exceedingly abundantly over and above that. So let the Lord lead you, Pastor Catherine, as you come. Good morning. We love you, sis. And come as the Holy Spirit leads you. Pastor Catherine.
Well, praise God. I want to say good morning to all of y'all and all of you that's on the line today. And thank you so much, Pastor Helen, for that great introduction. But don't forget that I love to hear you say word of faith. But remember, the name has been changed. We're no longer word of faith anymore. We're condoned to it.
I apologize. Go on. Oh, I'm sorry, Pastor Catherine. Go on. I'll let you go forward.
That's all right, but I appreciate you saying the name today. I love to hear the name, Word of Faith. Praise God. Well, once again, I just want to say good morning. And I just want to, first of all, I want to thank God for giving me this great and wonderful opportunity to be able to share and just to be able just to come and just talk about his word this morning. I want to thank also Apostle Kizzy and Pastor Mom for asking me to bring the message on today. You know, most of you all know that Apostle and I are the main caregivers for Mom because, as Pastor Helen was saying this morning, she and my other sister, they live in Memphis, and we are here, so we're the main caregivers for her. And so when she asked me would I bring the message, I kind of looked at her funny, like, because at the time I thought only one of them were going to come, either Pastor Helen or my sister Mary, our baby sister Mary was going to come. And so I'm going like, you're not going to ask me to speak plus take care of Mom too, huh? And so she looked at me. I didn't really get the words out before she looked at me and she completed the sentence that I was thinking in my mind. And she said, but it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And so I just want to thank God for my sisters coming, and I want them to know that it's been about almost 7 months since I have been home all day and all night. It's been almost 7 months since I've been in my home, and I just want to tell you all, thank you all so much for coming and helping with Mom. And not only my two sisters came, my two nieces also came. Joy and Emma. So I just want to thank you all. I know it hasn't been easy because you're not used to doing this, but I really, really appreciate you all's support for this weekend. So God bless you all too. And then I just want to say thank you all once again, all of those that's on the line again today. So let's pray. Dear Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we just want to say thank you, Lord, so much for another day and for another Sunday, Lord. We thank you for your new mercies and grace on this day, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus for the word that's going to go forth. We thank you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. You let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart just be acceptable in your sight. And I pray, Lord God, that there be something that will be said today, Lord God, that it will encourage someone today in Jesus' name. And we just give you glory. We give you praise. Amen. So today I'm going to be coming from Acts 27, and for time's sake, I'm not going to read all of it, but I did try to kind of put it together here so you all can kind of get the idea of the story about Paul here. because we're going to be talking about Paul. So I'm just going to read. It's a little lengthy, but it's not going to take me too long. But however, like I said, it would take me even longer if I read the whole chapter. So I'm going to probably be starting somewhere. If you want to kind of keep up with me, some of them I will pull some of the scriptures out and kind of say them, and I'll let you know the time that I'm going to be doing that. But it's a little lengthy, so just hang in there with me just for a few minutes, okay? I'm going to be reading some parts of the scriptures, or just trying to get the story together here. So the story begins with Paul sensing a directive from the Lord to go to Jerusalem and then receive a prophetic warning from faithful believers along the way of the danger and imprisonment that awaits him there. Paul publicly testified of the incredible story of his conversation on the road to Damascus, declaring that Jesus is the Christ. Religious troublemakers responded by accusing him of fabricating crime. A riot ensued, leading to Paul's arrest. Paul shared his story and the gospel of Christ with the Sanhedrin, various leaders, before finally appearing to Caesar. This led his journey by ship to Rome. Paul boarded the ship along with Julius the centurion in charge of the prison. There were 276 on board, including Paul's two friends, many of our prisoners, the ship owner, and the captain and the crew. The voyage proceeded, setting sail and docking at different points along the journey, battling different weather. The season commonly considered safe for sailing was nearing the end. In Acts 27:10, Paul warns Julius and the officials of the danger of continuing, saying, "Men, I can see that our voyage is going to be a disaster and being a great loss to the ship and cargo and to our own lives also." The men encountered a severe storm and a hurricane force that battled the ship and made any control of the vessel impossible. As the storm raged for days, the voyage became a desperate fight for survival. After 14 days of winter, so severe that neither sun or stars was visible, all seemed lost. In verse 22 and 26, Paul reminds them of his warning, but he also offered encouragement and hope. "But now I urge you to keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost. Only the ship will be destroyed. Last night, an angel of the God to whom I belong and who I serve stood before me and said, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar. And God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you. So keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen, just as he told me. Nevertheless, we must run aground on some island.'" As the storm tore apart the ship, Julius instructed everyone to swim, if possible, and make their way to land, just as the angel had prophesied to Paul. All survived the shipwreck, arriving on the land of Malta. And that's in Acts 27:44 and going on to 28:1. The rest were to get there on planks on the other piece of the ship. In this way, everyone reached land safely. God gives us everything we need for the journey. He knows how to use every storm for his glory. Once safely on shore, we found out that the island was called Malta, and that's Acts 28:1. So as you see today, we're going to be talking about life storms. God got, as Paul and them got to the island, And we see that God got Paul and them to the island. God got an island for each one of us to land on when we were going through storms. You might say right now that I'm not in a storm. All is well in my life. But believe me, if you live long enough, you will face life storms. Many of us is going through or coming out. If you're out, then maybe you can help someone through as you listen to this message on today. This account in Scripture is full of this story about Paul and the ship here is full of application for our lives today. We may never experience a literal storm at sea, but we will certainly weather life storms. Some examples of life storms could be financial storms. It could be an illness storm. It could be a marriage storm. It could be about our children going astray. And there are many other situations. But God wants us to grow. He's not trying to hurt us. He doesn't want us discouraged, but he wants us to grow. There is a purpose for every storm that we go through. They build our dependence upon him. Our storms that we go through, they build our prayer life, and they should build our worship time with him. So Paul's story provides three keys for going through life storms. The first one is storms will come. Amen. Storms will come. They're going to come. If you live long enough, once again, as I said, the storm will come. Paul shared a list of his suffering as an apostle in 2 Corinthians 11:25. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. Once I spent a whole night and a day drifting at sea. Paul had survived three previous shipwrecks. Obviously, people on a mission for God can't claim exempt from trials and suffering. Paul sensed danger awaits, but he understood that God was with him. Paul knew by experience where to place his trust and confidence. We must follow his example. The word of God says we will face trials. In John 16:33, Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulations and distress and suffering. But be encouraged. Be confident. Be filled with joy. I've overcome the world. That's in the Amplified version. A storm could be a financial hardship, once again, as I said. A personal loss. It could be a sickness. It could be a troubled relationship. We can't always predict what it is. We can't overrun them, but we can go through them by the power and the presence of God. Storms will come. We can draw close to God through them and emerge stronger and bolder in our faith. Paul knew that he had gone through many storms, and he knew his faith had grown because he knew that Jesus Christ was the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he got him through all the others, he was going to get him through this one. Praise God. So key number two that we can find in this story, storms reveal our faith. What's inside of me or you will come out. What is my response? To whom do I listen to? Who advice do I follow? What action do I take? Julius initially listened to the owner of the ship and the pilot over Paul's advice. Paul had given him some advice, but he didn't take that advice. Doesn't that sound like us sometimes? Sometimes we take other worldly people's advice over some godly people's advice. Or they can tell us some things to do, and we ignore it. We want to hear something else, and we want to go on and do what they tell us to do. This was a natural response. Since Paul was a tent maker by trade and a prisoner by position, later when the disaster of Paul had predicted arrived, Julius showed humility and wisdom by listening to Paul. The crew tried to deceive others and bail out and save themselves. Obviously, listened to human emotion and desperation. People were panicking. Most had lost their hope in the storm. Yet Paul listened to the voice of God and received assurance about the outcome. Paul reminded them that they should listen to his warning, but he also encouraged them by stating in verse 23 and 25, "For this very night there stood before me an angel of God to whom I belong and who I worship. And he said, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand before Caesar. And behold, God has granted you all those who sail with you. So take heart, men. I have faith in God that it will be exactly as I have been told. Fear is expected and is natural. Everyone was afraid, including Paul. God sent Paul an encouragement and a prophetic word, a promise that everyone on the ship will survive. God has a word for each one of us in his word. If you're sick, you got to declare the word. By Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. You got to remember, God said in his word, I am the God who heals you. Words like, and even like in Jeremiah, we got to remember, when I was, God had a purpose and a plan when I was in my mother's womb. Like in Jeremiah 29:11, it says, God has a great purpose. God has a plan for me. And even in Job, it says, your beginning will seem humble, so prosper will be your future. Praise God. So in other words, your beginning might seem small. It might seem troubled, but God is going to prosper your future. Praise God. If we don't keep the word before us, fear will overtake us. Depression will come. Discouragement will come. The word will help us control our attitude. No matter how bad the storm is, it could be, we got to remember that the storm could be worse. I remember praying for someone, and they began, I was about to pray for them. Before I started praying for them, they began to say, why am I going through all of this pain? Why is this happening to me? And I just began, and I said, Lord, I hope this doesn't hurt them. But I began to tell them, you know what? This really could be worse. God is going to get you through this, but this really could be worse. You could really have a terminal disease. You could have a couple of days to live, but this is just a pain, and God is going to get you through this. He's not trying to hurt you, but he want to get you through this. And as we're going through, remember that whatever you're going through with, it could be worse. Somebody is doing worse than you. Many times, I when people tell me their situation and some of the things I'm going through with, I'm going like, this is nothing I'm going through with. So we need to remember that whatever we're going through with, it could be worse. He understands our fears. We may feel anxious or afraid in our storm, but if we look to God, he will strengthen. He will encourage us. His word is food for our souls in times of fears and darkness, and he offers his Holy Spirit to guide us. In Romans 12, Paul says, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. He goes on to write, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Whatever storm we face, we can trust God to provide the strength, encouragement, and protection. Many times when we go through a storm, we look so many times to others and to other things. When we have God's word, God has really made it so easy for us nowadays. All we have to do is pick up our phone or our tablet or computer and Google whatever storm we might be going through with and declare or stand on those scriptures. Because when you Google something, like as I said, it will pull up even scriptures to go with it. We don't have to panic or revert to a substitute God. Because many times that's what happens. We begin to find things that will take the place of God. We try to ease our pain by drinking, by even sometimes taking pills, or even want to revert to suicide. We got to trust and decree and declare God's word to get us through. His word will get us through. Praise God. So here's the last key. The last key that I have here is that came from Paul's story here. A storm repositions us. When the storm is over, we will not be the same in the same place. Storm moves ships. A ship cannot remain stationary through a storm, and neither can you or I. Once we're going through a storm, it's going to shift us somewhere. It's going to shift us. It's going to reposition us. The storm brought Paul to a new place. The captain became the commander, repositioning both influence and authority. The storm was an invitation for a supernatural visitation from God through a message from an angel. Both the travelers and those on the island saw the gospel in action. People realized this God of whom Paul spoke was real. This present opportunity for salvation for those who could believe, would believe. Storm presents opportunities. If we see them through spiritual eyes, here are some truths that evidence through God's scriptures are some examples. Moses was raised in a palace, but he became a fugitive and then a shepherd. Following many years of struggle, God called him to lead more than a million Israelites to freedom. David faced a giant Goliath, repositioned him, a mere shepherd boy, to become a great warrior and a king. And then I can also apply it to my own life. My first major storm was when I got married. When I got married, boy, I thought I was going to be happily ever after. But I was for a rude awakening. Praise God. God, in the midst of me going through in my marriage at the beginning, it caused me to go to church consistently. And I tell you, I've been going ever since, consistently. I never stop. It caused me to get in God's word, because I wasn't reading God's word. I was just doing my own thing out there in the world. It caused me to forgive, and it caused me to have a mind to pray. And I tell you, that's when I began my prayer life, when I had gone through some things with my husband. God sometimes uses storm to reposition us for his call and for his purpose. So let's keep a focus on God. Press in deeper to know and trust him. Trust him even more. Cling to his word in times of suffering. As God reveals what's inside of us, we must allow him to transform us. We can choose to worship God when gentle winds blow, when things shake us to the core. He gives us everything we need for the journey. Remember that? He gives us everything that we need. He knows how to use every storm for his glory, because he got a purpose. He got a plan for us. He wants to reposition us. Praise God. Remember, storms will come. God wants us to trust his word. He wants to reposition us. He doesn't want us to stay the same. We don't want to stay the same. God has a purpose and a plan for our lives, and we keep that before us. He got a purpose and a plan for our lives. He don't want us to stay the same. God is not trying to hurt us, but he's trying to grow us. So we ask. as we looked at Paul, we saw that God put them on a special island. Hallelujah. God wants to put us on a special island too. He wants to put us on a special island. And so in the midst of all the things that we're going through with, God said, I won't leave you and I'm not going to forsake you. I'm right there with you. And if we could just stay focused on that as we go through, as we're going through life storms. I don't know where you are at this particular time, but as I said in the beginning, you're either going through or you're coming out or you're getting ready to go in. But trouble is going to come. It's going to come, but it's going to build your faith. But however, it's going to reposition you for God's glory. And if we keep that in mind, it's for God's glory. Many times it's not so much for us. We got to take self out of the way. God said he formed us for his glory. For his glory. This life is not for us. It's for his glory. So if we keep that before, we can make it through. Praise God. I have one scripture here, one more scripture, and I'll be finished. For Psalms 27 and 5. For in the days of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Or put me on I'll just paraphrase, and put me on an island. Praise God. that's the NIV version. The King James version says, for in the days of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. He got a place for me. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And as I said once before, he's going to put me on an island, a special island. Hallelujah. That island, because he got a special plan for us. Praise God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much, Lord God, that you're going to send the right people. You're going to send the right word. You're going to let us hear the right word through life storms that we have to go through it. And we ask you, Lord, to help us stay around the believers. Stay around, Father, of believers that's going to lead and guide us in the right way and not the world way. Help us, Lord God, to stay in your word and not grow weary. Help us to learn how to just to decree your word, Lord, no matter what. And once again, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the special plan that you got for us. Plan to prosper us, not to harm us. Plan to give us hope and a great future. Amen. Thank you so much, Father. We give you glory. We give you praises in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Catherine, God really, as they say, they God really knocked it out the park with you today. Glory to God. We thank God for that awesome word that God spoke through you today. Because as you said, if we've not been in the storm, the old folks used to say, keep on living. And we know that Jesus said in this world we would have tribulations, tests, and trials, but to be of good cheer. For he's overcome the world. That word is a right on time word for me. And for I know if it's not for somebody now, it will be a right on time word for somebody at some time, like you said. Because if you're not going through, you said, you're either coming out of it. I really thank God for that word. I thank God for the three keys that you gave us. That storms will come. Hallelujah. But we can know that we can go through them with God. Hallelujah. Thank God for that. And then you said storms reveal our faith. What is our response? Who do I listen to during that time? I just thank God for that word and for the word that God spoke to you today. I thought about how he would tell me I would be in a storm. And
in a situation, and he would tell me, it's going to be all right, Helen. I'm working. I'm working behind the scenes. And I love the scripture, I mean, the name of God is El Rohi. And El Rohi that he sees, he knows he's working behind the scene. And then when I would come out of it, he said, you had little faith at that time, Helen. Why would you doubt? Why are you going to look at the winds and the waves? Oh, ye of little faith, wherefore did you doubt? He would tell me, don't doubt, Helen. We don't want our faith to be little. We want our faith to be strong in God. And then you told us that the third key, and I tell you that ministered to my heart, the storms reposition us. You said storms will move, shift. It will shift us from one place to another. And it shifts us that we can be able to trust in the God that we serve, knowing that he's able to do, able, and he's willing. So I thank God for that word. I thank you that you said and encouraged us that God is right there. He puts us on that island with the right people, the right word, and that we're to stay around believers and not grow weary. I want to thank God. And that Psalm 27:5, it made me rock because that's one of the scriptures that I really, really love. So, Pastor Catherine, I give glory and honor first and foremost to God. And thank you, Lord, for that right on time word. May somebody's heart today be continually encouraged, Lord God, as they listen to that word, because my heart was encouraged, Father God. And then I want to thank you for those who would listen to this message in a future time. May their hearts be encouraged today. Again, Pastor Catherine, we thank God for that word. We thank God for that word. Glory to God. And we give him glory. Now, Mom, would you like to say something about that word, about that message, that word that Pastor ministered on today?
Yeah, glory. Beautiful. And it flowed. And I thank the Lord for that.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. And Hallelujah. Pastor Catherine, when you were ministering about shifting and they have to make a shift in the storm, and she was going through some pain while you were ministering, and Mary had to shift her and shift her from the side, from off of her back to her side, so that she wouldn't be hurting. And so she land. You feeling better, Mama?
Yeah, I'm feeling very, very.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, I really just feel better. Mm-hmm. I hope everybody else will feel better.
Oh, that's wonderful, Mom. That's wonderful, Mom. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And she looks so beautiful, Pastor Catherine. She's just been smiling and listening, and I just thank God. And then she got shifted a little bit, and she's feeling better. Mary, would you like to say something to Pastor Catherine?
Oh, the word was wonderful, and I really enjoyed it. The 3 points, that really touched my heart, and it was wonderful word of God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Mary. Amber, would you come in and you enjoy? Would y'all like to say something? Here comes Amber. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hello, Pastor I, Catherine. I just truly thank God for the word that God blessed you to speak today. It really touched my heart, and it's really encouraging to keep on going and just trusting God, and he is our strength. And I just thank God for you, and I thank God for the word today. And blessings to you. Love you.
Love you, too.
Hallelujah. And I really love that you said in there that there's people that are going through worse. Sometimes we think we go through. And then what they said, the man that had no shoes, he was going through till he saw a man with no feet. And the man that had no feet, he was going through until he saw a man with no legs. So there's always something that somebody's going through when we're going through it that could be worse. And I just thank God. I was thankful for the little girl, the young girl, her name is Carly, that had been abducted. And they just found, I think it was yesterday, I just rejoiced that they found that she had stopped along the road, only 25 years old, stopped along the road. She had seen a little toddler out there. And so she called the police, thinking they'd be there right away. And she stopped to be able to see and talk to the child. She got on the phone with somebody while she was
talking to the child. But the, and she had a red Mercedes Benz, and it was still running. But the man, whoever he was, came and grabbed out of that car, left the car running. When the police got there, they found her purse still in the car. They found items in the car, but he had, I guess he had snatched a wig. A wig was off of her. And he took her, and whoever, I guess the child must have been a bait or something, because they say he parked down the, they saw the thing down under by where he had rolled up, and I guess he had just put that child out there. So I just thank God that they found it. She's at the hospital, and thanking God for what he did.
Praise God.
Praise
God, they found it. I didn't know they found it. Praise God.
They found. They found her alive. I know we're going to have to pray for her, but they found her alive.
Praise God.
Yes.
Thank you.
Glory to God. So I just want to thank God for that word you gave today. Joy, I know you're on as an engineer. Is there anything you'd like to say to Pastor Catherine? What? Amber, give me the message. They're in another room. Oh, she said you did a great job. Great job. And I want to ask if there's anyone that you're on the line and you might want to say something, press your number one key, and then Joy will open up your line so that if you want to say something, you can be able to say and encourage the woman of God's heart. And there may be something that you may say that will be able to be a blessing to someone's heart if you're on the line today. Minister Rachel, would you open her line up? Joy.
Yes, good morning, Minister Rachel. Hi, everybody. You can hear me?
Hi, Minister Rachel. Yes, I can hear you.
I'm going to see if the girls want to say something, too. Princesses, y'all want to say something?
Hi.
We love y'all.
We love you all, too, princesses.
And what God is leading me to say is that when I look at the situations where we face, I was like, okay, Lord, I know it's just one set of footprints in the sand, and you're carrying all eight of us through this.
Amen.
Yes.
He's our anchor in the storm.
Yes.
Because before I was like, I was wasting too much energy worrying about this and worrying about that. I was like, no, Lord, I got, you don't want to give me strength, so I want to keep my focus on you. There's only one set of footprints, and you're taking us through this.
Okay. I wish you the best of blessings every day.
In the Lord.
Glory to God. We receive those blessings, every
now,
one of us. Glory to God.
In Jesus.
Let's sing.
Oh, can we maybe sing? I hope has a
yes,
name.
Yes, you may. Yes, you may.
Okay. I hope has a name. His name is Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Our hope has a name, and his name is Jesus. Glory to God. What's the one we sing at the beginning? Psalm 100.
Oh, for the Lord I good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations.
Hallelujah.
We love
you, y'all. I love those songs. I really do. I love those songs. Is there another one that you have that you got that you all been singing this week?
I had a song
that I was going to sing, and then I forgot it. So can you give me 2 seconds to remember? I'm so blessed that you gave me, blessed that you care for me in my
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Awesome. They're just beautiful. Just beautiful. Well, Minister Rachel, I thank God for you and your family, and I give glory to God for you all in those beautiful songs. Glory to God. Now I'm going to ask Joy, is there another, anybody else with their number one key push? Praise God. Well, we thank God for each one of you all. Thank God for Minister Rachel and their family. We always want to give a special shout out to Apostle Barbara Kizzy for all that God uses her to do, and the grace that he has and the anointing that he has upon her life. And we thank God for her and Ministry Lane, and may God continue to use them in his service and use them for his glory. So we thank God. Mom, is there anything else you'd like? Oh, she's going to sleep. That's all right. Mama ain't going to sleep. No, no, I'm not going to wake you up. Glory to God. Amber, are you able to come and give us the closing prayer and benediction? Once again, I want to thank God for Minister Joy and her being our engineer today. Thank God for each one of you all there on the service tonight, I mean today, and we give glory and honor to God. God bless you all, and may the rest of your afternoon be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. In Jesus' name. And here is Amber. She's going to do the closing prayer and the benediction today. Glory to God.
I truly thank God for each and every one of you all. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name, amen. And now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name, amen. You may now be dismissed, and God bless you all.
God bless you. God bless you. And y'all have a blessed day now. Joy, here's our closing song, Glory to God.